This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A UN assessment team will spend the next 3 months in Haiti laying the groundwork for a peacekeeping mission. The team is scheduled to arrive in Haiti today. The UN operation takes over from the U.S.-led multinational force sent to Haiti to restore order after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled to the Central African Republic. Yesterday, Haiti's interim president, Boniface Alexandre, formally was installed, and later today a new prime minister is expected to be named. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams about the situation in Haiti and developments in Iraq.
Senator John Kerry, the presumed Democratic candidate for president, harshly criticized the Bush administration's handling of the Haitian crisis over the weekend. In an interview with the New York Times, Kerry said the U.S. should have supported Aristide as a democratically elected official. Kerry said if he was president, he would have had the U.S. join an international military force to protect Aristide against rising opposition violence. But Secretary Powell, speaking by telephone from his office at the State Department, defended the U.S. action.
We did everything we could to find a political solution to this terrible crisis in Haiti, and yet another crisis in Haiti. You know, I wanted President Aristide to succeed. I went into Haiti in 1994 with President Carter and with Senator Nunn. We talked the generals out of power in order to bring President Aristide in. But unfortunately, it was not working. He governed in a way that allowed thugs to take over. He governed in a way that allowed the legislature, frankly, to be unable to do its work and finally had to go out of existence. The police became corrupt. And he essentially had allowed conditions of chaos to exist. The island was torn by revolt once again, and so we were not prepared, nor was Canada, France, or anyone else prepared to send in a military force, as Senator Kerry suggests, to prop up a leader who is seriously failing.
Secretary Powell, former President Aristide, though, continues to insist that he was kidnapped at gunpoint. The administration has denied this, I know, but what's your response to this? Is there any truth to this?
No. He left his home going to the airport in the protection of his own private bodyguards. There were U.S. troops there to make sure they got to the airport safely. His bodyguards are the ones who went to him and said, it's time for you to really think about leaving, and he accepted their advice. So that does not sound like a kidnapping. He wasn't in any way restrained. He said he wanted to go to South Africa. We contacted South Africa, and they said that they were unable to accept him at this point, so we quickly contacted other countries, and with the good offices of the French, they contacted the Central African Republic, who were willing to accept President Aristide.
Given the continuing violence in Haiti, what's ahead for that country? Will it ever be stable in the long term, and does Aristide have any role to play? Is it possible that he could come back as a leader there?
That's not for me to decide, although I can't see how he could play an effective role in the future, but I don't think that would be helpful. It's a country that has had many tries at democracy and has not been successful. I deeply regret that very much. But we have to keep trying. These are 8 million people in desperate need, and I hope that we can put in place now a new government, democratically selected, and the international community to try to see if we can get it going one more time.
Secretary Powell, let's turn to Iraq quickly. CIA Director Tenet recently said in a speech at Georgetown that there was never an imminent or grave threat from Saddam Hussein. He said he simply gave the president options, and yet you and the president did imply there was a grave threat. How do you respond now about that performance at the United Nations?
I think what Director Tenet said was that he didn't think it was an imminent threat, but the fact that Saddam Hussein had never lost the intent to have weapons of mass destruction. He kept in place the infrastructure. He had programs. There is no disagreement about any of this. We have seen evidence of his intent. We've seen evidence of programs. We have uncovered documentation and witnesses that talk to these programs. The issue that has gotten all the attention is whether or not he had stockpiles. We thought he had stockpiles. Director Tenet thought he had stockpiles. Most international intelligence organizations thought he had stockpiles, as did the UN, which passed resolution after resolution asking him to come clean on the stockpiles we believed he had. So if the intelligence turns out not to have been accurate with respect to stockpiles, we want to have a good examination as to why that was the case. But at the time we were examining this, and the time we were making decisions, the intelligence picture was rather clear. And the intelligence presentation I made at the United Nations on the 5th of February of last year reflected the best information available to the intelligence community. It was the information that the intelligence community had provided to the president, had provided to the Congress, had provided in the National Intelligence Estimate. We were giving the facts as we knew the facts to exist at that time. But the reality is that a year has now passed. The Iraqis, the governing council, have approved an administrative law that is going to take us into a bright future.
Mr. Secretary, what's the U.S. diplomatic presence going to be in Iraq after June 30?
We're going to have a very large embassy. It'll be different from the Coalition Provisional Authority because the CPA is the government. The United States Embassy will not be the government. It will be a normal embassy with very significant and expanded responsibilities as we work with the interim government of Iraq as they get ready for the transitional government, elections, the creation of a national assembly, the writing of a constitution, and as we help the Iraqi people rebuild themselves using the $18 billion-plus that the United States Congress has provided generously, the American people have provided for the reconstruction of Iraq. The money will be under the supervision of the ambassador in Baghdad, who will be the chief of mission for the president.
Senator John Kerry also said in an interview over the weekend that you have been kept from doing your job as Secretary of State carrying out U.S. diplomacy. Too often, in his view, you've been undercut by hawkish members of the administration. He says he thinks maybe they've locked up the keys to the airplane, that you should have the full confidence of the president, be empowered to negotiate, and you don't. How do you respond?
It's absolute nonsense, and Senator Kerry really would be well served by not throwing such charges around in a political campaign. I work very closely with the president. I'm the one who negotiated the Treaty of Moscow. I'm the one who is the president's principal agent on our relations with China, with Russia, with Europe. I'm the one who has been working the Liberian solution in recent months. I spent most of the weekend on the phone trying to get progress toward a peace agreement in the Sudan. My staff is working with the Libyans in turning in all their weapons of mass destruction and putting them on a path toward normalization of relations with the United States. I'm preparing my troops now, as I call them, to take over the mission of Ambassador Bremer in Iraq. So I can assure you that I have not had my keys either locked up or lost. I'm doing what the president wants.
Secretary of State Colin Powell at the State Department. The secretary begins a trip to India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan next week. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
Juan's complete interview with Secretary Powell is at npr.org.